This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Gunner and Cheyenne On Demand in episode number 40 of the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
Our podcast is over the hill today. That's exciting.
It is officially over the hill.
Wonderful.
Well, we talk more about a discussion we had on air today about whether or not I'm a jerk. My wife and I are jerks for not getting our young daughters, who are 4 and 8, a dog.
Mm-hmm.
People call this hypocritical because we grew up with dogs and we're now not allowing our daughters to grow up with dogs. So we discuss that a little bit more.
I feel like hypocritical is such a strong word to use in this situation.
But when you think about it, it kind of is.
Yeah. No, it's so, the definition is so accurate.
Yeah.
It's just so intense.
And I mean, it's not because we're renters, not because we live in an apartment, we own the house, we could have a dog if we wanted to, but mm-hmm. my wife just, you know, she does not like the pet hair, the smell, the damage they can cause.
Everything that comes with a dog.
Yeah. So we discussed that a little bit more on the podcast, and I think that was pretty much it.
Yeah, that was really, and then we sort of get into offices and she sheds and working from home.
Yeah,
and just kind of rabbit holes into something else.
Trying to dissect why my wife yells at the kids sometimes, you know?
Really fantastic.
And what often allows me to ponder about the thought of divorce, but then I kind of fall back into what Cheyenne deals with her lack of being in a marriage and prior relationships and stuff, you know, and then it kind of reels me back into being, I am actually happy here.
I can do this.
I can do this.
So glad I could be of assistance.
Yes. But all that's coming at you right now in episode number 40 of the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. Enjoy.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
I think that I am going to be leaning towards getting a dog.
Really?
And that was a whole conversation we had on the show this morning with Am I the Jerk? My wife and I, we both grew up with dogs. I had multiple dogs over the course of my childhood living in my parents' house.
Mm-hmm. You know, once you have a dog in a family, you almost always have to have a dog.
Well, you'd think. Even my wife grew up with dogs.
Right.
And the reason I say you'd think is because my wife right now hates animals, hates the smell, hates the hair. Hates the damage that they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I can understand that. I've seen damage that the animals do to houses and furniture.
And yards and everything. But when you guys started your family, you did not have a dog.
No, we haven't. We still don't have a dog today.
Yeah.
We have two daughters. One's 8, one's 4. Both of them would love to have a dog. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the idea of having to pick up the poop.
Right.
And that's ultimately my only gripe. You know, I dogs can cause damage, and I think there's ways of preventing that, but kids cause damage as well. Case in point, when my daughter used a Sharpie on her brand new couches.
Like a week old couches.
Yeah, they were brand spanking new. And kids cause damage too.
Yeah, they do.
You know, and there's often times where Emily's laying into him about something. I'm like, why did you even have kids? I mean, holy crap. I'm like, really? I think you yell at them more than love on them. I mean, like, why did you even have kids? But she works from home. The kids have been home a lot. Yeah,
I can't really blame her at this moment in time. Honestly, I feel bad for her. Like, I would lose my freaking marbles.
Oh, man. When we came back to working here at the studio, oh, it was so nice.
That's my
little escape, man.
Yeah.
You know, I leave in the morning and I get back around noon or one, but she's been there with the kids all day.
24 hours a day, seven days a week.
I think there may be one or two days out of the week where she actually departs the house.
Yeah. If she's lucky.
Yeah, because she works from home.
Yeah.
She's got to deal with the screaming and them fighting over the remote and what they want to watch on Netflix. And they both have little iPods. They both play Roblox. And if Kaylin kills Tatum on Roblox or Tatum's not doing what Kaylin wants, you know, I mean, they fight.
Yeah.
Right? And there's so many times, like I said, that I feel like that Emily just probably should not have had kids. But
also give her some slack because the last six months has been horrendous.
It's been rough.
Yeah.
So actually, maybe I'm not in on having the dog just yet. But now the whole conversation this morning was whether Emily and I are being jerks by not allowing our kids to have that dog.
Right.
And a lot of it was 50-50, but if you include the Facebook comments, everybody does think that we are the jerk.
Being jerkish,
like 75-25 that we are a jerk by not allowing our kids to have pets. We've been called hypocrites by not allowing our kids to have pets because we did have pets growing up.
Right.
So, I mean, I may look at it. There's been people like that work for adoption agencies and little dog companies or whatever you call them. What are they? Pet stores? What do you call
those?
Dog companies. Dog factories. Pumping out dogs.
Just going to head down to the local puppy mill.
Yeah. No, but they've offered up like where we can go and look at the dog and whatever our gripe is, there's going to be a dog out there right for what we want.
Yeah, they've offered helping you find the right puppy for your home.
I'm more so like I want to just go adopt a dog, right? One that's potty trained and this and that. But then again, I think a hypoallergenic dog is going to be the best for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't shed.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be more well-mannered.
Right. But also, here's the other thing you have to think about. If you want a dog that's already potty trained, now you have to worry about how that dog is treated, what that dog's manners are, because you don't know.
Yeah.
They've got months of being with somebody else, and you have no idea what that dog has done or could do because you don't know its mannerisms.
But then, you know, if we go buy a puppy, then we got to train it.
It's a double-edged sword. There's pros and cons to each one. What would you rather deal with? Potty training your puppy or potentially having a puppy that has absolutely no manners?
When we first moved into that house we're in, it stunk, man. You could tell they had dogs. There's piss on the carpet.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got all new carpet. The house smells good. Does not smell like dog at all.
No, not at all.
But if we get a dog, we're having to go back to how that house was essentially when we bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I want to get the puppy, but then we're having to deal with the piss.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
When I was with my ex-fiance, Jordan, we adopted one puppy and then bought a purebred puppy. But when we were getting Emmy Lou, the puppy that we got from the pound, we went back and forth. Do we want a puppy that we're going to have to deal with? It's basically like having a little baby and frustrating. Or do we get a dog that's older? Well, because Easton was like 2 at the time, 1.5, 2, we went with the puppy because Easton pulls on things, right? Like he's still really young and an older dog would not put up with that nonsense.
Yeah.
So we went with the puppy and they got to grow up together, sort of.
We'll see what happens. I wouldn't mind having a dog. I think it'd be fun.
I would love it if you had a dog.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm pro dog.
We travel and we would be traveling more this year if Tatum wasn't going through her cancer treatment and the chemo and stuff like that. We've already had to cancel a trip and we just haven't planned trips because of it.
Right.
So next year I see us traveling more.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's that situation, and when we travel it's more so going to be on an airplane.
Right.
So what do you do with a dog? How much does it cost to ship a dog? On an airplane.
I think you're looking at about 50, 80 bucks, somewhere around there. But also, and I might be off by that, I'm not sure, but also, your BFF lives 7 minutes away, and I can always come take care of your dog.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, we got your back. And also, JP's got 2 dogs. You can let your dog go run around with his little rascals.
Yeah, they are rascals. They put the capital R in rascals.
They do.
How They say it can cost $100 to $125 if you want to bring your dog in the cabin with you.
Right, because then you're basically buying a seat for them.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, though.
What you do is you just get them a helper dog vest, and then they fly for free.
Oh, the emotional support stuff?
Don't do that. If you don't need to do that, don't do that.
Okay, so if you want to put your dog in the cargo hold, it can range anywhere from a few hundred to well over $1,000.
First of all, that is for an obnoxiously large dog.
The Humane Society recommends against air travel for pets unless it's absolutely necessary.
No offense, but of course they do.
Yeah.
So, as much as I appreciate the Humane Society.
The cost to bring your furry friend on Amtrak, $25.
See, that doesn't surprise
me. Who wants to ride a train all the way to Seattle?
Not I.
No.
Said anyone. Well, said everyone, I guess you'd say. It's not that bad.
Yeah, and then, I mean, if I want to leave it at your house or whatever, if it worst case scenario, leave it at a pet daycare.
You could.
You know, that costs, it just costs so much extra money to have a dog.
Well, you know, that is the price you pay for having a furry best friend.
I don't mind buying the food and doing that, you know, giving it a bath, combing it, you know, stuff like that. Just the dealing with it when you want to go do something.
People
fly
with their dogs all the time.
You know, there's been times where we go up to Flagstaff and stay at Cliff Castle, you know, halfway there and just do that for the weekend. Then we'd have to deal with the dog.
Okay, I will come and let your dog out and feed your dog.
No, the dog ain't staying in the house by itself.
Even if you're gone overnight, like, your dog will be fine. It will be fine.
You put food and water in the kennel or something?
Yeah. You've got a garage. Put a puppy pad down. Teach it to use the puppy pad. And then you just pull the four corners and you throw it away. JP's dogs use a puppy pad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're still old. I wouldn't want to. Your dogs are old and still using a puppy pad, right?
He's got a little. Frank the Tank is young.
Yeah, he's like 2.5, 3 years old.
He's still
puppy. Should he be potty trained by then?
Yeah.
I mean, I got a 3.5, almost 4-year-old, and he's not even potty trained. And he's a human.
But our backyard, we have the fake grass, you know, around a little bit of it around the porch, and then it's just rocks out around the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So then dogs have to poop out in the rocks, pee and poop in the rocks.
Get rid of the rocks.
And then there's been no rain, so then, like, it's just going to stink like piss out there.
You have a hose. Get a little sprayer and spray it. It's fine. Well, I know what I hear? A lot of stinking excuses.
I know. There is a lot of excuses. But I mean, at least I'm thinking about it now.
No, you're doing the right thing.
And not buying the dog and being like, crap, this
was
sucks.
A bad idea. Free to a good home.
Yeah, free to a good home.
Yeah. No, I think you are taking every step that a responsible adult should be taking.
I mean, we're mowing it over. The kids can at least cut us some slack there.
Yeah.
You know, that we're at least mowing it over. And there was somebody that called this morning and said, hey, you know, I didn't have a dog till I was 14, or I didn't allow my kids to have a dog until they were 14, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And as much as I agree, I mean, I think that now while you're mowing it over is a really great time to teach Kaylin, like, how much responsibility a dog actually takes. So, if you do decide to get a dog, she's already prepared. Because, I mean, it's just so you just, if you want to get a dog, you're going to have to start doing more responsibilities. Because dogs are a lot of work.
Yeah.
For everybody. Not just you and Emily, but for the kids too, because that's a lot of attention. That means not as much roadblocks, because now you got to go outside and play with the dog.
Yeah.
Are you willing to give up roadblocks for a dog? Because she's going to have to.
It's Roblox, not roadblocks.
Okay. The roadblock game. Are you willing to give up your iPod for a dog?
She would say no.
Well, it's something she's got to think about, because it would be horrible for you guys to get a dog and they don't pay any attention to it 2 months after you get it.
Yeah.
That would be terrible for everybody.
Because I mean, the main reason we would get is that they would commit to, I would still make Kaylin pick up the poop.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
I got so many tricks and tips for young kids picking up dog poop. I got your back on that.
Dude, I just think back to when I had a dog living at my parents' house, and I remember it doesn't snow here, but I remember the snow.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd go out there and poop. You don't ever pick it up at the snow.
Right.
And then the snow would melt, and there's just
the entire yard
everywhere.
Is shit.
Yeah, that was it. The entire yard.
You know what I call those? Landmines.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That's exactly right.
Every, like, February, March, the snow would melt, and there it is.
If only they knew how to poop at a toilet, man. It would be so much easier.
Or even a litter box would be awesome.
A litter box would be fine, too.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. I mean, I'm at least mowing it over with the kids, you know, with the dog for the kids, you know. It may not happen this year, but maybe next year. We'll see.
Maybe down the road.
Maybe down the road.
Yeah.
Not right now.
A lot of thought should go into getting a dog.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm proud of you for putting thought into it. Because you're an instant gratification kind of guy.
I would just go out and get a dog.
You would.
If I was living by myself, if I was a single dad, I'd probably just go out and get a dog. I would.
I would have a dog right now if I didn't live in an apartment.
Yeah.
I think it is cruel to keep a big dog in an apartment.
But also kudos to you, Gunnar, because a caller called us today and said, when you're a husband and wife, you need to be a united front, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah. Way to stand by Emily. That I can appreciate that.
It takes a lot for me to stand by her with all the yelling right now with the kids. And I know that.
Yeah.
And I know just how much more there's going to be if there's a dog. So that's what I'm taking into account. I think I would end up divorced if I got a dog.
Yeah, you think so?
I do.
There was a dude on Facebook who told you to get divorced. Did you see that comment?
I didn't see that
comment.
He
said, get divorced and get a dog. Don't divorce your wife. I really enjoy her.
No, she's great. At times.
It's spouses, man. It's spouses. Trust me, divorces are not worth it.
No, yeah. See, that's the only thing keeping me together. As I see what Cheyenne's been through and what she's going through with her kids and her kids' dads and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't want to deal with that. Yeah, I don't want to deal with that. And I'll suffer through this.
I will push you through. There is only... All joking aside, I think that there are very specific instances where you just need to get out.
Yeah.
Obviously, domestic violence and that whole spew of things.
Yeah, none of that happens.
But if that's not the case and you have kids, please do everything that you can to see
each other. I love her. I love the kids. I love us as a family. Sometimes, though, when she just starts yelling... It's rough.
Yeah.
It's a little rough. I can't tell if it's because her mom yelled in that family or where that whole thing comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I feel bad for the kids.
Yeah.
She didn't ever beat them. She didn't abuse them. Nothing like that. It's just the yelling, man.
I've heard I know what yelling is.
She's a little testy at times, man.
She is.
Oh, but I mean, then again, like I said, she works from home. She doesn't get out. She doesn't get to talk or anything like that. She's doing a little gossip and get all that out of her at work and this and that.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I get it.
And then she comes, you know, and normally in that situation, you come home and you're glad to be home. And there's the dog jumping on you. There's the kids. Oh, I love you. I love everybody.
She doesn't have that.
She doesn't have that. Shouldn't have that get out of the house thing.
No. Maybe we should make her an office in my apartment. She can go work at my house and just leave. Just so she's not inside of your house.
I agree, man. It has crossed my mind where I'm like, man, maybe I need to rent an office space somewhere.
Right. Like a little brick and mortar that she can just go to.
Yeah,
and
I know, but that's a second rent, and then you got more the phone and the internet there. And
about a she shed in your backyard?
No, I would have a man cave over her at a she shed. I don't even have a man cave right now.
Oh, the guy who gets to leave for work doesn't have a man cave.
My little home studio is the corner of my bedroom.
Yeah, but you get to come here and enjoy us.
I want.
Yeah. She enjoys her three computer screens and Kayla.
She has. She has her own room. She has her own office. She gets to close the door or whatever, but she's still at home, right? I want my own man cave. That man cave is going to happen before a she shed is ever going to happen.
I don't give two flying scoots about your man cave. Get your wife a freaking office.
She has an office!
Outside of the house! You've got the garage that is literally catered half of it to your workout setup. That is your man cave. You chose.
If she wanted to go use it, she could use it.
You chose.
Dude,
and that's what you can.
You know how hot it gets in there in the summer? I can't have a man cave where it's not climate controlled.
Jesus.
Can I ask a question? What goes on in Cheyenne's brain where she drops an F-bomb or says two flying scoots? Because I was just sitting over here going...
On that note... it's a great point.
Welcome to my life.
That was the most logical thing that was said during this entire podcast. It really was. And that's probably the best way to end it. That's probably the best way to end it.
I appreciated it, though. Thank you.
Well, have a great week. I don't think we're going to do a podcast on Monday. JP's going to be gone on Monday. And I don't want to have to deal with that uploading. I don't know how to do it. It's too technical for me. So
because he doesn't have a man cave.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to take a stand. Because I don't have a man cave, we're not going to do a podcast on Monday. But we'll get back to one on Tuesday. But everybody have a great weekend, okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.